Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Success. Should we punish it? And by that I mean, should we take money away? Should we punish people who are successful? By the way, Rudy Giuliani has taken himself out of the running for Secretary of State, or he was fired, or what? We're not even quite sure. He was fired from the running. I don't care. It really doesn't matter. Success, though. I want to talk about this. I love talking about issues that I think are real and pertinent to human beings, the things that we do with. People always ask me, why do people who are poor vote Republican when it's against their best interests? I said, because those are the people I believe who have the most optimism in the world that would love to dream of a day of becoming wealthy and successful and becoming these kind of things and don't want the government involved as much. Some of it is because they're Christians and they believe in certain things that the Republicans and the ideologue that they have, and they believe in that. But a lot of it is because I think that, you know what, they want government out of it and they don't want to be taxed to the hilt and they want to have the opportunity one day to hopefully become rich and wealthy and successful, and they don't want to feel like they have to pay for everything. It's really weird that way. It is. It's odd. But success shouldn't be demonized in this country. Portland, Oregon is getting ready to do something that is very bizarre. They're getting ready to try to utilize a new law that essentially will tax companies X amount of percentage, the company itself, if a CEO makes more money than the median worker by, you know, hundreds of percent. So somebody's making $7 an hour. You know, I mean, it's like it's really weird. But and there's some weird things in there in the sense that it is a situation where you've got to be a publicly traded company. You have to be doing business in Portland. And then they can tax you. I find it bizarre that we do this, because really what it is you're trying to place a cap on an individual's earnings, which I don't think we should do in this country. That's not who we're about. And understand that a CEO, right, is just one cog in the wheel. Right? That's all he is. That's all she is. It's just one person inside of a bigger machine. Do they make a lot of money? Understand, when you look at a lot of CEOs, we say, oh my God, he made $74 million last year. Maybe. Maybe he did. Maybe she did. Oh my God, she made $128 million last year. But then you look and you find out that a lot of it's tied to profit. A lot of it's tied to success. A lot of it's tied to a lot of different things. It's not just a singular paycheck. And much of it also has to do with the fact that they're getting paid through stock and stock options and things of that nature. Well, the little people don't have that. No, but that's life, right? I mean, isn't that life? What do you want? Everybody to be the same? That's what I asked somebody the other day. He was bitching at me. I said, do you want everybody to be the same? You want us all to make the same amount of money? You want us all to have this? You want us all to have just we're all essentially completely equal. No matter how hard we work or don't work, no matter what we invent or don't invent, no matter what happens, we are to live in the same kind of homes, have the same kind of lifestyles, everything to be the same. Well, I don't really want that, but I just think it's absurd and it's morally wrong that somebody earns that much money. And I'm like, you just don't get it. First of all, I have never cared what some other individual makes, other than to say, I'd like to measure myself against that individual when it comes to what I do performance-wise compared to what they make and what I make and how can I get to there, not I think you should bring them back down to where I am. Life is a comparison, but the difference is people no longer want that comparison to be, I would love to be that, I'm as good as that person in this, I should be doing as well as that, I dream of doing as well as that, I'm earning it, my goals are to get there. But instead now it's like, well, I'm as good as that person, but you know what, I may not ever make that. So if there's any way you can make that person come back down to me, we'll make it fairer. Life's not fair. It's not. We all know that. Some people are born with platinum spoons, not just golden spoons, diamond and platinum spoons, palladium spoons. Like, we're running out of stuff here. Other people are born with plastic sporks, with one of the spork things missing. Right? Doesn't mean you can't get there in life, because you can. But you shouldn't be penalized for it. And that's what I see that drives me crazy. That's what I absolutely see that drives me crazy is, you know, it's not even about the redistribution, because I think we all need to pay our fair share of taxes to a certain extent. But I don't think we should pay extra, super extra, 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 extra because you're successful. And the thought that Portland would do something like this doesn't surprise me. But it is kind of insane when you think about it. The fact that we're going to penalize somebody who's successful. Well, the medium is this. Can you do that person's job? Can the CEO of wherever do the person's down below's job? And can that person up there do somebody else's job? That's a very valid question, right? Look, there's a lot of guys who are in college football and they dream of playing in the NFL, but not everybody's going to get there. There's a lot of people that go to Harvard, Yale, MIT, but they're not all going to be president of the United States. They're not all going to come up with the next Facebook. They're not all going to be uber super successful. Some people are great at doing certain things, and other people are great at doing certain things, and some people just don't care, and Midland is fine with them. Income inequality is going to be the next talked about thing for the next several years because we have a billionaire who's president and he's got lots of money and he is putting in place other billionaires to help him inside of his cabinet and 100 millionaires to help him inside of his cabinet. And you're going to have a fight all of this over and over again. And I love how people, like I posted something, and you can go to the Twitter page, at Chad Benson Show, and also Facebook page. Both of those have the poll up. And I'll give you the poll results here in a little bit. But, you know, and it was much closer than I thought. You know, I thought there's no way we're going to have an absolutely, you know, super close poll. Because, you know, why would you think we should cap somebody's CEO? Pay. Why? 83% on the poll right now says, no, this is America. 17% said, yes, they make too much. But what's too much? That's just it. What's too much? You don't care what Kanye makes. You don't care what Kim Kardashian makes, who just Instagrams a lot of stuff. And she also has made herself a public, you know, and by the way, I think she's a brilliant businesswoman. We'll talk about her later. But you don't care what she makes. You don't care what Taylor Swift made. I think Taylor Swift made $100+ million last year. Nobody cares about what athletes make. Nobody cares about any of those things. But a CEO at a Fortune 500 company that makes $25 million a year or $50 million a year, a hedge fund manager that makes, you know, $500 million a year, that's too much. Who are you? Why do you stop measuring yourself in the sense that I want to look up and see what you have and then chop you down and bring you back down here and spread out your wealth, when rather you should measure yourself and say, I want to be where that person is. And it's very frustrating. You know, whether it be the fight for 15, whether it be any of the things that we talk about here on these shows, I'd like to, you know, look, are there some absurdities out there? I think we can all agree there is. We can all agree that some people make some insane, absurd money. But I don't lose sleep over it. Because I think there's enough of it out there for everybody if you really want it. And success shouldn't be penalized in this country. And I know that the left says, oh, we're not penalizing success. We just want people to pay their fair share. It's not going to happen unless you forcibly just go and take it from them. Or you completely change the tax code so they can no longer do the things they do with the money. And it's not loopholes. Those are the laws. You put them in there. They're not some special loophole. We just found a way to get through what you put in front of us. That's it. So stop penalizing. When I was reading this thing today and I was listening to them talk, you know, this is what CEOs and this is what a lot of people are going to be dealing with for the umpteen future when it comes to things of inequality. And the income thing has been talked about. One tenth of 0.5, 0.58, 0.5% owns every single penny in America. And you'll hear it over and over again. But the income inequities have been around forever. You think it's bad now? You heard of the Rockefellers, J.P. Getty, Carnegie, Vanderbilt? These guys, when you look at what they're worth then compared to if you looked in today's dollars, We're talking about, I think it was Carnegie that was in excess of about $500 billion. Think about that. Think about that for a second. It's been around forever, but now it's to the forefront. We shouldn't penalize success. Instead, we should figure out how they became successful and how we can mimic success, right? What's the best form of flattery? Anyone? Anyone? Yeah. You want to mimic them, right? That's the best form of the flattery you can have. You want to be like them. How do I be like you? And I'm always laughing when I see this. And the thought process of trying to figure out a way to... Because when you do something, like when Portland does that or Seattle does that, what do you think it does to business? Do you think it encourages business to show up there? Or do you think it discourages business? It discourages business. Why would you want to be there if you're going to get penalized for stuff? Well, we want everything to be fairer. Well, it's not. Stop trying to force it and legislate fairness. And start trying to figure out how to better yourself and find the success. That's it. Stay in your own lane. Admire what somebody has. Figure out how they got there if you want to get there. And then go after it with all that you have. But chopping down that tree isn't going to give you any more shade. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Love it when you do text the show. Hey, speaking of success, I am successful in trying to get myself fitter than ever. And the reason is because I love myself some Super Beats. I take my Super Beats each and every single day. I do. I take it with me everywhere I go. It adds to me the energy and the stamina that I need to get through the day. I get here early. I work late. Tonight, I'll still be working because that's what I do. This weekend, I'll be working throughout the weekend. And Super Beats is one of those things. Not only does it help me with my health, it also gives me the energy and the boost I need by taking dietary nitrates and converting them in your body to nitric oxide. It's the easiest way to get these dietary nitrates. Just one scoop right into a smoothie, maybe some water, whatever it is, and away you go. It helps support healthy circulation and healthy blood pressure levels. It works three times faster. And it's a great way to make a subtle change into turning yourself into something healthier, especially as we head into the new year, because we all know we're going to jump on that bandwagon. And many of us jump on that bandwagon, and by day four, we're like, well, I'll start on Monday. This is a subtle way to do it, and that's the best way to do it, by taking Super Beats. Within 20 minutes, you will feel the difference, guaranteed. Plus, no crash, no down feelings after an hour, taking that energy drink, save your money. Instead of spending all that money on coffee, Super Beats is the way to go. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get nitric oxide indicator strips, free to use before and after drinking Super Beats, and make sure it's working in your body. You're also going to get a book called Beat the Odds Free, and all of it comes to you with free shipping. It's guaranteed your money back. That's what I love about it. Guaranteed your money back. Go to ChadBeats.com. That's ChadBeats.com, or call 800-561-2677. That's 800-561-2677. This stuff works. It works big time. ChadBeats.com or 800-561-2677. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Yeah! Let's get crazy!
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. Now don't call me Shirley.
Awesome!
I am awesome. Somebody, when we were talking about the fight for 15 the other day, sends me an email or message on Facebook telling me that I was horrible and that he could do my job and I shouldn't even get minimum wage. And I said, you know what? You're absolutely right. I am horrible. I am crap at this job, and feel free to knock yourself out. One thing I will point out to you, and I want everybody to know this. People who have been in radio for a long time will know this. Many people in radio who work in the music side of the business have always said, oh, I'd love to do a talk show. And then they have the chance because, you know, we all work in these clusters of stations. I'm fortunate I don't, but we have in the past where you've got a talk station, a rock station, a pop station and all this stuff. And somebody says, I want to do this. And they hand it over to them. And I remember my friend Mark, very successful in the business, massively successful in the business, said, I want to do a talk show. He said, Chad, let me tell you something. I walked in with 1,000 pages. 15 minutes into my first of 3 hours, I had went through everything I had, and I was praying to God that someone would call. It's not as easy as it looks. Chad, are you saying it? No, I'm just saying. Look, and I have no illusion that I am of any importance. If I disappeared, you know, and was abducted by aliens, show will go on tomorrow. What I say doesn't matter. I don't want to sway anybody. I want to have people's minds opened up, but I'm under no illusions. But I love how people attack other people. It's great. It always starts out with an insult. Don't like you. Don't like what you had to say because you said something mean about the fight for 15. It's the same person that's mad. We should tax these people more because we need to pay their fair share and blah, blah, blah. It's insanity. It really is. But I always tell everybody, you know what? You probably would do 1,000 times better than me. And many of you are at home sitting that, thinking that. These are also the same people that think if their high school coach wouldn't have been the way they were, they'd be center field for the Yankees. But because the high school coach was the way he was, well, you're not center field for the Yankees. Or if you wouldn't have twisted your ankle, you'd have been an Olympic gymnast. Or if you would, all of these things. I hear it all the time. I'm under no illusion. I'm fair to middling at times with this thing. You know, this is a dog and pony show that many times both the dog and pony have left, and Anthony and I are sitting around here doing what we possibly can to keep this thing chugging along. But go to your local stations and ask them, can I do a show? Knock yourself out. You never know. You may be the best of all time. Or you may find out that it's not as easy as you think. The beauty of it is we all have opinions. And that's what I do. I give you my opinions on stuff in life. Do with it what you will. I give you the truth about stuff. I paint both sides of the argument. I give you my opinion after that. But do with it what you will. Just be honest about it. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, Chad Benson. Text the show, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Speaking of stuff, let's all be famous, shall we?
The Chad Benson Show. Cherokee tribe. So proud. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Every one of us is supposed to have 15 minutes of fame, right? Isn't that the whole thing? Everybody gets 15 minutes of fame. I think if Andy Warhol was alive today, he'd say, you know what? You might want to change that to 25 minutes. Maybe 30. Opportunities are out there. Fame, we crave attention, right? We crave attention in a much different way. Long gone are the days where you're going to be, you know, at a malt shop, and next thing you know, somebody rolls up and discovers you, or some of these famous stories you hear. Long gone are those days. Nowadays, you make yourself famous. You do. You have a camera. You have a phone. You have the internet. You have your laptop. You have your PC or your Mac. You have a chance to be famous. Some of it's bad. Some of it's very bad. Some of it could be good. Opportunities are definitely there for fame. But like everything else, the want for fame, I mean, telling you guys, chasing the fame, it can be exhausting. And people are willing to do more and more dumb things. And it's an addiction for a lot of these people. Getting the likes, getting the views, getting those. It becomes an addiction. One girl wanted attention so bad that rather than when her friend was being raped, rather than stopping it from happening, she filmed it. Two girls on Tuesday, live streaming at night near Interstate 380. In Pennsylvania, driving the car, live streaming, both of them dead because they ran into a tractor trailer. Dead. dead. The want for fame is amazing. Look, we have a president right now that is not going to give up his executive producer role in a reality show. We have girls by the name of the Kardashians who are famous because they look great and people like to look at their pictures and they have become famous. Do they juggle? Do they sing songs? Can they fight crime? Do they teach kids? Do they have superpowers? Have they invented something amazing? You know what they've invented? Fame in a new way that we've never seen. That's the only thing they've invented. And let me tell you, I begrudge them nothing, by the way. I begrudge Kim Kardashian and her sisters nothing. They have built a brand, and in doing so, they have made themselves uber wealthy. They were well-to-do and rich, but they're uber wealthy now. And they've used the internet to do it. And everybody wants to do it. We're addicted to this fame. But at what price? That's the question we need to ask ourselves. What are we willing to do? I think it was, what, 15 years ago, 18 years ago when Jackass came out? That movie, you know? You got all you Johnny Knoxville and the guys running around and they just kick each other in the balls and they think it's funny and they light each other on fire or, you know, tie meat around their waist and jump in with crocodiles because, hey, this is fun. And now we've gone to the point where we're willing to do anything to be famous. And it's insane. It's absolutely insane. Think about it now for just a second. Think about it for just 1 second. Fight breaks out in front of you. People pull out knives. Your first reaction is to grab your phone, but instead of calling 911, your first reaction is to film it. That's your first reaction anymore. It is no longer the first reaction of a human being to call somebody, a first responder, to try to come and stop this. Now, if your life was in danger, it's a different story. Because those same people that, you know, were chasing you, hey, the guy next to you, if it ain't him, it ain't her, she's taking out her phone and she's not calling for help either. Isn't that insane? That's insanity, but that's where we are in this world. The want to be famous is so massive. The need to be famous, the need to have likes. We've talked about it ad nauseum when it comes to psychologists over and over and said again, when people get likes, the endorphins kick in. They feel better about who they are. It's not always a bad thing. Look, it's not a bad thing. I begrudge nobody for trying to do some of the stuff, but the way that you're seeing people try to do things and the insanity of it all, to get that extra like, to get that extra this, to get that extra that. I'm here to tell you, if you ask anybody, how did you get this? As far as the viral social media side of things, they'll say, I have no idea. Why is it that one cat can make $1 million a year being grumpy, and there's a lot of other cats out there that we just don't care about? There's just something about something. It's catching lightning in the bottle. But the difference is we now crave that. We are like, you know what we are in a lot of ways? We're the mouse or the rat. Over and over again, trying to do something and continuing to get the little piece of cheese. And that little piece of cheese is the like button. That little piece of cheese is the view button. That little piece of cheese is this. That little piece of cheese is that. Can you blame people, though? I can't. I don't blame anybody for that. I just find it insane. I do. And for girls out there. You know, on my Facebook page, I've on one, on my personal one, I have like 5,000 people. I think you max out at that. And I have like 7 or 8 or 10 on my other one. I don't even know how many it's over there. I don't check at that. You know, I'm there every day, but it's not like I'm on both of them all the time. But on my personal one, the amount of girls that will put themselves in situations, they think they're models. They're making any money off of it. But you know what they're getting? They're getting 1,000 likes. Oh my God, I'm super popular. And look what all these great things these guys say. They want to have sex with me. I feel good about myself. Detached from reality. Again, I don't begrudge people for wanting to better themselves, for wanting to take an opportunity, for wanting to do these kind of things, and maybe even trying to build a brand for yourself. But the truth is it not most of it is just about attention. What kind of attention can I get? Can I get a lot of attention? I need attention. I feel bad about myself. I'm going to post a selfie of myself in a scantily clad outfit, and let's see what happens. I would never do that because people are like, oh, my God, do they have an unlike button? Do they have an unlook button? That's probably what I get. I get the unlook. Oh, I got 4,000 unlooks. That's a shame. That's a shame. But what do you expect? I mean, again, look at the world we live in. The Kardashians right now are getting ready to sue their soon-to-be sister-in-law. She goes by Black China. I think her real name is like Angela Miller. But she's marrying Rob Kardashian. And now she wants to go by Kardashian. Why is that? Well, people know who Black China is, but Kardashian, they know who that is. It's being part of it. And they've trademarked their name. They've trademarked their name. I have news for you. They're not the only Kardashians in the world. What if your name is Stu Kardashian and that's what you go by? It's insane. It's business, but I get it. But it's still kind of insane. It's the want to be famous. It is. Again, you can go on tonight and you can find 1,000 crazy, insane viral videos of people getting beat up, people getting shot, people getting hurt. I mean, think about it earlier this year. Felipe Castillo out in Minnesota. What's the first thing she does? She Facebook Lives her boyfriend bleed to death. The reason we see police officers and bad things happen is because people reach not for a phone, but they reach for what? Their camera. Because that's where it's at. These girls driving the other night in Pennsylvania. You're driving a car. You should not be Facebook Living it. And by the way, more and more of these things are happening. It is the want. There was a guy the other day driving at 140 miles an hour. He survived, but he crashed his sports car at like 100, and he was Facebook Living it. It's the want for fame. You can't begrudge people, but this is the world we live in. The 15 minutes of fame, everybody now feels not only should they have a chance at it, they deserve it. And they're going to do everything they possibly can to grab their 15 minutes of fame. And in doing so, they may do it in such a way that it costs them their life or other people's lives. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Got several text messages coming through. We'll talk about that. And we have an update with Fat Santa. And finally, a restaurant is being smart about health. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Santa Claus, who insulted the little boy the other day. Here we're talking about that. He called he said the little boy needs to lay off the burgers and the fries, and the little boy was upset in North Carolina. And you know, Anthony and I were talking about that. You know, older people, they're not always as couth as we think. You know, they say stuff. My grandma, my mom, not so much my mom. She still does stuff to me. But, you know, I mean, older people, like my great-grandmother and stuff, they would say stuff. And it was just, nowadays especially, you just cringe because we become very ultra-sensitive, right? I mean, let's be real. We're, like, beyond ultra-sensitive when it comes to a lot of stuff. And, you know, this, you know, especially from the greatest generation and stuff. I mean, they fought Nazis at 17, and we're upset because somebody says you wear Husky jeans. Sweet mother of God, it's gone viral. Like, you shouldn't say it. We get it. But, you know, it's like, well, what's wrong with Grandpa? Well, for first, he stormed onto a remote beach in France, and all of his buddies were blown up. And, you know, ever since then, it's just been, you know, it's kind of been downhill for Gramps. So, but the Santa Claus that apparently insulted the youngster, poor guy named Anthony. Again, I'm sure he's a good kid, and we all know that weight and stuff like this. And I don't think he meant it. He said it, I'm sure, but I don't think he meant it in a way. You still do that, though. I mean, you don't. You know, you've got to have some. You got a little couth, just a little couth, Gramps. That's all we're asking for. He's actually in the hospital now, Grandpa. Grandpa, his name is Earl Crowder. And as we tend to do in America, we tend to destroy him because that's our way of making things even. What? You said something mean? We're going to cut your arms off. It's like, what? I don't think that's a fair punishment. Yes, the man, his name is Earl Crowder, was Santa. Woke up Wednesday morning, trouble breathing, and was taken to the hospital. His niece, Kelly Butler, told WLOS he's still hospitalized, but didn't say where. He was very heartbroken after the incident with the boy. In fact, his first thoughts, he wanted to cut his hair off and shave his beard. Because that's what we do again. We do this. We run to the rescue of somebody, and even if it, like everything else, it wasn't said with that intent. It was taken with that intent, but it doesn't matter. And an apology won't be good enough. You must go home and commit Harry Caray. That is the only way you can escape the sins that you have committed. I don't think he... And the knee-jerk reaction, as we do in this country, is a knee-jerk reaction, which is to fire everything in every possible way. If you say something wrong... I had a friend who worked in a very large show, local market, though, as a producer, and he tweeted something about being on an airline and being frustrated that they were still grounded, waiting to take off, having been on the airplane for 90 minutes or an hour. He was fired for it because they were a sponsor of the show. That's what we do in this country. That's the reaction in the country. Could you imagine that with your child? Little Timmy spilled something over here. Yeah, I put him in the closet. He's going to stay there for 6 months, and I killed his puppy. Oh, that's a bit much. No, I think that's exactly the right response for that. 110%. By the way, this little Anthony kid might take some of this to heart. Some of the best eateries that are out there. You've got all these new eateries that should scare, quote unquote, you know, all the regular fast foods. I just looked at them. Eats, Phil and I talked about that the other day. Dig In is a farm-to-table eatery. These are all going to be franchised. The Kitchenette, which is a grab-and-go joint where just about everything is just $5. None more than that, really. Freshy, a plant-based chain. I'm not eating that. Here's a weird one. Every Table. Now, get ready for this. It's a fast food chain that changes its price based on the average income in the neighborhood where it's located. So if it's in a high-end neighborhood, a burger may be $10 or $12. If it's in a low-end rent district, if you will, it may be $3 for that same burger. That's kind of bizarre. It was launched in L.A. in 2016. South L.A., households earn a medium salary of about $31,000, for example, offers salads and bowls for less than $4.50. Early in 2017, Every Table opened a second L.A. location where the medium salary is going to be about $100,000 and will offer the same items for $8. Both stores are going to have... locally sourced, you know, food vendors and whatnot. But it is kind of interesting, right? I think it's kind of interesting. People are like, do you have a problem with that? I really don't have a problem with it. That's, you know, whatever. I mean, we've got these Coke machines out here that and the soda machines where if it's 110 outside, it's $1.90. It's $2, $2.50 for a soda. If it's 50 degrees outside, it's $1 for a soda. And they've got surge pricing and for Uber, and you know, this is just a different way. Chad, but you don't, the income inequality, yeah, it is what it is. That's a salad, for God's sakes. But the one that made me very curious about this, and I like salads. But like whenever I go out, we go to a restaurant, I get a salad. I like salads. I enjoy a salad. There's Salad To Go, which is a new drive-through chain, and I know it's been around for a little bit, but they're going to launch big time here. It's got 6 locations in Arizona, and they're going to open up 8 more stores and expand to the entire U.S. by 2020. They sell 48-ounce salads for around $6, as well as soup, smoothies, breakfast items for $4. I like the idea of that. Now, I eat like a 7-year-old, so I don't really like the kale and the stuff like that. But I do like the idea of being able to drive through and get a salad and not pay an arm and a leg for it. That's what I like. It's neat. Now, look, we all know about the fight for 15, and they have struggle. They have trouble making the bean and cheese burrito. A lot of people out there. I'm not quite sure how intricate the salads are going to be, or if it's ready to go kind of things, or if I get to pick and choose, because that's what I do. I buy a salad and I take stuff off of it. But I would hope that would be the way it is, that I can pick and choose. I like barbecue chicken salad. I like that. A little bit of ranch dressing, maybe some bacon and egg. Put some carrots on there. Sounds delicious. I'm starving. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, CHADBENSON, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Text the show, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Might have a salad tonight. And then again, I might just have a burger because I'm that kind of crazy guy. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.